Something happened this year at Presque Isle State Park on Lake Erie that hasn't happened in Pennsylvania since 1955.
We were overjoyed.
That's Kathy Hafner, a wildlife biologist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, describing how she and her colleagues felt when they learned that not one, but two pair of endangered Great Lakes piping plovers had nested at Gull Point Natural Area in the park. But she says the historic event wasn't by accident. Ever since a single male bird landed there in the early 2000s, and a handful have visited each year after that during migration season, the Game Commission and partners have been actively making the Erie Shore a place where the birds could once again have their chicks.
You'll only find them on sandy beaches, open shoreline. They prefer sites that have a relatively wide beach with some cobble and driftwood, sparse vegetation, and a key factor is a long distance to the tree line.
Trees mean predators. The Western Pennsylvania Conservancy and others have been working to remove a lot of invasive plants and young trees that encroached on the plover's habitat.
One of the neat things about working with piping plovers is that our decisions can have a direct positive impact on the birds.
Hafner says for her and others helping the species, that means keeping an eye out for nests and keeping people away. For the rest of us, she says it could be as simple as keeping dogs on leashes during walks on the beach. The very person who discovered the plover's return to Presque Isle just so happens to be a contributor for the Allegheny Front's Bird Files, Mary Birdsong. She's a shorebird monitor, walking the beach in search of the plovers, or plovers, for a federal watch program. A few years ago, she stopped into the studios of WQLN in Erie to tell us about this very special bird.
The piping plover's melodious peep-low call gave this small, pale, sandy-colored shorebird its scientific name, Charadrius melodus. It's a sound that still gets birders excited for the chase when they hear it, especially since it's pretty rare in our region. The plovers are as fun to watch as they are to hear. They forage open beaches by skittering around quickly. They stop abruptly and poke their beaks into the sand to catch a dinner of crustaceans or insects. On the Great Lakes, the plover relies on thousands of midgeflies for themselves and their hungry chicks that begin feeding independently within hours of hatching. Piping plovers that appear in Erie have nested in Michigan. Because of shoreline development, the Great Lakes piping plover population was listed as endangered in 1985. Since then, an intensive conservation effort has improved the nesting success of the Great Lakes piping plover. They've gone from 17 nesting pairs when they were listed almost 30 years ago to 70 now. If you are on the beach, be on the lookout for a squat little bird with a single black band on its neck and a short stubby orange and black bill. And if you are lucky, you will hear its melodious call. For the Allegheny Front's Bird Files, I'm Mary Birdsong.
Mary Birdsong is a freelance writer, artist, and seasonal shorebird monitor at Presque Isle State Park in Erie. She says she's honored to be the one who found the nesting plovers this year and excited to play a role in their return. Bird calls for this segment were provided by the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.